今晚上我们照讲犹疑信以至于信。
So tonight we continue to preach on from faith to faith.
我们就从哪一方面的角度来看
？So from which aspect we want to examine this from faith to faith?
我们就从信与知、信与信、知与信、知与知之间的关系来看。
So we want to preach from the this faith and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge knowledge and knowledge and faith.
我们再看罗马书第一章。
So we want to turn to Romans chapter 1 again.
罗马书第一章第十六、第十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 16 and 17.
翻到一通开声来读。
We shall read together.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。请你读。
So the RSV version, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek.For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, He who through faith is righteous shall live.
我们大家低头祷告。
We shall bow head and pray again.
主啊，我再一次恳求你打开我们的心，打开我们的思想，因为我们已经打开你的话，你的话永不改变，安定在天，你的话也启示出来光照人心，你的话是永远的真理。虽然受了人言语的限制，但你真理的圣灵要把你的真理解开，叫一人通达。求主成全你的应许，在今天晚上的聚会上，求主使你的仆人有口把你话传讲出来的时候，你给他释放，你给他勇敢，你给他自由，该把这真理传讲，没有折扣的流露出来，叫我们众人的心灵领受你活泼的圣言，至圣的真道，好叫我们的信仰都被建立起来。奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。
Amen.
我们在上一次提到了我们的信心在自然同在特殊启示之间有怎样的关联。
The last time we talked about relationship of our faith in the natural revelation and special revelation.
许多时候有一些人会听见这样的话或者讲这样的话。
Many times people say this or they think this way.
我不是不要信，但是神没有把信心给我，我没有办法。
It's not that I don't want to believe, but because God has not given the faith to me, I have no way.
这句话到底是对的或者是错的？
This statement, is it right or is it wrong?
你不能说它完全错。
You cannot say that it's totally wrong.
因为圣经记载了信心也是上帝的恩。
Because the Bible recorded that faith is a grace and gift from God.
你不能说完全对。
And you cannot say it is totally right.
因为耶稣基督说你有信，我就给你成全。
And because Christ Jesus said you have faith, I will accomplish for you.
所以关于信心论的神学
，So about the theology of faith,
会构成了不同的基督徒的观念同解释。
And also it will produce different kind of interpretation and concept of Christians.
如果你说信心完全是属于上帝的信心，
if you were to say that
上帝的恩典的话，
if you were to say that faith is totally the grace of God,
那我们怎么可以怪责那些没有信仰的人？
Then how can we rebuke those who don't have faith?
那些无神论的人不能信，因为神没有把信心的恩典赐给他们。
The atheists cannot believe because God has never given them the grace of faith.
那么如果你把信心当作人自动触发的一种主动的行为，
if you were to say that faith coming from our own initiative as a humankind,
你就否定了神赐下信心是出于神的主权和恩。
Then you are denying that God gives faith to His own sovereignty.
这样就把神的恩典完全勾销掉，把人本的神学思想把它建立起来。
Then you are totally denying the sovereignty of God and you establish the anthropocentric theology.
这样如果没有人要信上帝，上帝不是很孤苦伶仃、老人家寂寞的不得了？
Because if that's the way, if no one were to believe in God, then God is an old man who is so lonely.
所以这个两个极端。
So this two.Polarity.
这两方面产生了冲突
and become a contradiction.
应当我们有答案
and we must give an answer.
这个答案不应当从我们的堕落的理性产生出来
but the answer shouldn't come from the fallen reasoning power.
这个答案应当从圣经的总原则把它提出来
because the answer must come from the principle of the Bible.
只要我们就看见圣经里面给我们看到
so the Bible allows to see.
有一些的恩，上帝早已经放在人里面
that for some of the graces God has planted in our heart initially.
人有责任在这普遍恩惠中间产生回应。
Then in this common grace, man has responsibility to respond.
当一个人轻看神的普遍恩惠的时候
，If one were to despise the common grace of God，
当一个人否认神的普遍恩惠的时候
，And also to deny the common grace of God，
他就没有办法进到更高的一个层次里面去回应上。
Then he cannot enter into a higher level to respond to God。
让神就有足够的理由来定他的罪。
And then God has all the reason to condemn him。
你说我信耶稣基督的救恩不能从我自己产生出来。
He said that to believe in the grace of God, I cannot come from myself。
是你不能信。
Yes, you cannot believe。
但是你的不信就是一个罪恶。
But your disbelief is sin。
不能信跟不信是两件事情。
That you cannot believe and you do not believe are two different things。
不信是你抗拒某一部分的真理，先否定它，叫做不信。
That disbelief or you do not believe, that is because you deny and go against some of the truth。
你不能信是你没有办法，你肯信但没有办法接受那更高超的真理，所以你很难信。
That you cannot be, you're unable to believe, it is because that you do not want to believe。
很少的基督徒做这样的分界。
There are very few Christians who make this sort of distinction。
甚至很少的神学家做这样仔细的这个观察。
And even very few theologians make that observation。
圣经一方面告诉我们信心是从神赐下来的。
On the one hand, the Bible tells us that faith is given by God。
另外一方面，上帝说我要定那些不信的人的罪。
And on the other hand, God says I'll condemn those who do not believe。
因为不信的人，他们的罪已经定了。
Because those who do not believe, they're condemned。
这样在要信跟你不信之间有一个鸿沟。
So there is a gap between you want to believe and also you actually believe。
当你从圣经里面找到这些种原则的时候
，When you would find all this is the principle of the Bible，
你就过一个康庄大道、非常安稳自在、不随便可以被动摇的信仰的生活。
Then you are walking in the highway of your faith, which will not be easily shaken。
今天许多的基督徒，甚至教会的领袖，受到那些比较聪明的非基督徒一质问的时候，他马上不知道要怎么样回答。
Today, many Christians, even including the church leader, they are being posed a question by the intelligence, they do not know how to answer。
今天许多的神学家，受世界比较聪明的哲学家一抵挡的时候，他们就不知道怎么样应付。
And even a theologian, they are being questioned by the most intelligent intellectual in the world, they do not know how to give an answer。
所以我们这些查经的运动
，So this is a Bible study movement。
这些讲经的大会
，And also this Bible exposition。
就是要补满教会所缺乏的。
Is to make up the deficiency of the church。
我们不是审判教会
，We are not judging the church。
我们不是批判教会
，We are not criticizing the church。
我们要补足教会所需要的。
But we want to make up the deficiency of the church。
填满教会所。
And also to make up the lacking of the church。
这样应当的教会的领袖、教会的长老、执事、牧师、传道也好好领受这些信息，使我们更强起来，应付我们强硬的仇敌。
Today, even the church leader, the elders, they should listen to this thing, and then they be strengthened and be able to face all these questions。
但是只有一种下载的领袖会说：“你来聚会那么多人，我的会又给你拉去了，对我是一个威胁。”这样的人是很可怜的。
Even the narrow-minded, this church leader will say that you come and you pull away all my audiences, then this is a very narrow-minded pastor.
如果今天我还有可能好好听一些伟大的人解经的话
，If today I can sit there and listen to big private expositors,
我要尽量抽出时间，以谦虚的心、受教的耳朵，求神继续造就。
I want to make time and also have a humble heart and ask God to teach me again.
我的听众应当知道，我把四十几年传讲神信息、思考神话语的这些经验结晶起来给你们的，原不是简单的。
My audience should know that this crystallization of mine from 43 years of preaching is not a simple message.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray that God will help us.
我们今天继续讲下去。
Even if, as we continue.
所以我就把信心分成基本的、潜在的，神已经给人在天赐之下原先创造天赋的那种信心。
So I divide the first, we have the basic faith, the faith of potentiality, the faith that comes to us when we are created.
这叫做自然的信心。
And that's called natural faith.
这是原先被造的时候已经被栽植在我们心灵深处的信心。
That's at a time when we are being created, God has a kind of faith deep in our heart.
这是基本的。
And that's a fundamental.
这样的信心呢，只能对普遍的启示产生反应。
And this kind of faith cannot respond under the natural revelation.
当我们这种被造原有栽植在里面的信心对普遍启示产生反应的时候，
So when this creative faith that's implanted in us make it respond to the natural revelation,
就产生了文化跟宗教。
It produces religion and culture.
这是动物所没有的。
And there's something lacking in animals.
是人是唯一能对神产生反应的受造物。
And also man is the only created being that can respond to God's creation.
神所创造的万有就在我们的四周围。
And all thingsThat God created surround us.
我们之上有天，我们之下有地，我们四周有各样的动物、植物同生命。
High above there's the heaven, down there's the earth that's surrounding us. There's also other creatures.
这些的动作，这些的现象，这些的次序，这些的运转，岂是没有用的吗
？All this action, all this phenomena, all this movement, are they useless?
他们异口同声告诉我们。有创造者，有实际者，就是那智慧又有大能的生命源头神。
Because with one voice, they want to declare that this the world is contained with wisdom, that there's a creator, there's God.
这就是宗教之所以能产生的原因。
And that's the reason why said it produces religion.
因为人里面的宗教性。
Because in us, there's the nature of religion.
人外面的宗教环境的呼唤。
And also there's a calling from the religious environment from outside.
外面的见证从里面的这个声音符合起来的时候，我们就产生敬拜、感谢、思想，同我们降服于上帝的这个启示的这个宗教生活。
So the outer testimony and all come out, our inner understanding coming together, it produces a religious life.
我们的直觉会告诉我们，这奇妙的四周宇宙万物不可能没有创造者。
And our intuition will tell us that this wonderful creation that cannot be said that there's no God.
这样普遍启示就产生了宗教性的回应，同文化性的回应。
So this general revelation causes a response coming from our culture and religion.
宗教性的回应是对内在生活价值系统的建立。
And also this response coming from religion establishes the inner value system.
外在的建立就产生了文化的生活传统风俗习惯诗歌艺术所有有关的文化之这种表现。
And the establishment coming from outer environment produces the activities of this culture, whether it's art, whether it's music or other things.
一个没有文化性没有宗教性的人还是人吗？
A one who has no cultural nature and religious nature, how can he be a human being?
当共产主义把这两样铲除的时候，他就过了一些不是人性的生活。
When the communism want to take away these two, then it produces life which is not human.
因为神造人是人，就把宗教性的潜在能和文化性的潜在能放在人的里面。
Because on God created mankind, He's put the nature of culture and religion in us.
这就是几乎没有一个民族，没有一个时代，人可以完全走在无神论观念的生活中间。
And that's why you say, down the ages, in every race, there's no possibility they will walk in the way of the ages.
从这个信心你产生了以后呢？
So when this faith being produced,
你就产生了相信上帝的存在。
Then also it produces our belief that God exists.
相信上帝是活的。
That God is living alive.
相信上帝是说话的。
That God is the one who speaks.
相信上帝是施恩的。
That God is the one who gives grace.
这四件事的产生
and the production of these four things,
虽然还没有带来宗教系统
even though he has started bring into being the religious system,
至少已经预备你的心去进到另外一个层次的生活。
But at least it prepares your heart to enter into a higher level.
所以这样由于信以至于信。
So from faith to faith.
就跟着一轮又一轮又一轮的从信到知，从知到更信，从更信到更知，从更知到更信，一直到你一生的生命由于信以至于信的正步的生活。
So it brings the process, the depth of one thing to the other, from the faith to belief and belief to faith.
我相信今天你所听的你很难在任何一本书本里面看到。
So it is very difficult for you to find all this exposition in other books.
可能你会在其中听 听到一点一点一些很重要的我有关于大题，但是不会这样详细告诉你。
Maybe you have heard some of the big sections and topics but not the details.
因为神把这个基本性的可能已经放在里面。
Because God has put that kind of basic possibility of believing in you.
所以就从这个基本性的可能产生了第一次信仰的开端。
From this very basic possibility of belief, it produces your faith.
这不是你产生的。
But it doesn't come from you.
这不是你自己会出来的。
It doesn't come from your own thinking.
这是神已经放在你里面的。
But it's because God has put it in you.
所以真正的无神论是根本不可能存在。
So there's no possibility for the existence of true atheists.
无神论的人只有两三种。
There are only a few kinds of atheists.
第一种就是没有到时候他以为他是无神论的。
And the first kind is those have not reached the time yet and they thought they're the atheists.
第二种是说谎话，知道有神而故意加强一种自己以为对的道理来抵挡宗教那种自欺欺人的无神论。
The second are the lying atheists. They form a system knowing that it's wrong, but yet want to cheat others.
第三种就盼望神最好不存在，免得自己有一天的受审判的那种无神论。
And the third kind of atheists are those who hope that God never exists, lest that one day they will be just like God.
这两三种的无神论的人。
So there's two or three kind of atheists.
当他们到了人生最后一步的时候，很不其然而然的自己变成有神论。
When they come to the last step of life, they naturally become one who believes in God.
但是那个时候已经太迟了。
But then at that time it's too late.
所以英国有个很聪明、很聪明的哲学家，叫做 John Stuart Mill。
John Stuart Mill, a very intelligent philosopher, philosopher in England.
有的人从他的书里面看他思路的变化，从他智慧的发挥。
And some will see how he developed in his intellectuality.
给他定下一个估计，他的 IQ 大概是210。
And say that probably his IQ is 210.
另外一本书说至少他有195。
And another book said that at least 195.
心理学家呢很爱研究别人，就是常常忘记研究自己。
Psychology wants to study others but forget about studying their own self.
所以有许多心理学的权威会给贝多芬定分数，给巴哈定分数，给莫扎定分数。
So some of the psychology want to make up the IQ of the Beethoven, Mozart.
他们只给莫扎160。
They gave only 160 to Mozart.
他们只给贝多芬155。
And Beethoven 155.
他们只给 Handel 145。
And Handel 145.
他们给 John Stuart Mill 195到210。
But it's John Mill, they gave him 195 to 210.
这个人曾经讲过的最大的一句大话是什么？
And one greatest statement this man has ever spoken.
我什么都不信，天不信，地不信，上帝不信，鬼不信，只信我的太太。
I do not believe in anything, whether the God or whether the heaven or earth, I believe only in my wife.
但是当他快要死以前呢，
But before he died,
他突然间写三篇论文提到上帝和耶稣。
Suddenly he wrote three times about God.
所以一个人的话你不要尽量相信，到他最后要死的时候讲什么才是真的可靠。
So you should only believe someone the thing that they say before they die.
所以你记得你要死以前快快叫你太太把录音机带来。
So before you die, ask your wife to bring the recorder.
把你压在良心深处很久的那些真正的话给录下来。
So that you will record those things that have been suppressed deep in your heart for a long time.
另外一个人叫做 Thomas Scott.
Another one called Thomas Scott in England.
这个人死以前讲一句话。
And before he died, he said this.
他说 I never believed the heaven and hell.
我从来不相信天堂地狱。
But now, I believe both.
现在呢，我两者都相信。
Yet, it is too late for me.
就死了。但是呢，对我太迟了，他就死了。
现在两样都信，但是太迟了，就死了。
Now that he believes in both, but then he's dying.
所以真正的无神论是没有的。
So there's no true atheist.
连毛泽东死以前曾经两次对美国最好的朋友叫做 Edgar Snow 说。我不久要去见上帝。
Even this Mao Zedong before he died twice, he told this Edgar, said I want to see God.
有一个人叫做 Dostoevsky。
Dostoevsky，
这个是苏俄最大的文学家。
This is the greatest writer of this Russia.
他写了几本书的轰动全世界。
And a few books they have written actually shook the whole world.
我个人也是相当尊重他。
And I respect him too.
所以当我在苏联讲道的时候
，So when I was in Russia preaching，
我特别抽空。到最重要的坟墓去看他的坟墓在哪。
So I make time to visit his tomb.
他写了一本书叫做 The Brother from Karamazov.
The Brother from Karamazov, that's what he has written.
这个书里面有一个弟弟的，这个人叫做伊万。
And there's a brother called Ivan.
他讲一句话。
And he said this. 他说 If there is no God, I can do everything.
他如果没有神的话，我可以做任何事情。
如果上帝不存在 ，If there's no God,
那我什么事都可以做。
Then I can do everything.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
他的无神论是为了他自由犯罪而预备的。
His atheism is preparing himself to be a sinner.
今天的许多无神论是这种无神论。
So such kind of atheism we have today.
求主可怜我们。
Pray that God will help us.
神已经把那个基本的、初步的、自然的信心。栽一颗在每一个人心里。
God has put the initial basic faith in us.
每一个人是真正的无神论。
There's no one who is a true atheist.
上帝这个信心的这个责任，向神怎么回应的时候，就决定了你下一步会不会领受神的恩典。
But your responsibility using this basic faith, how you respond to God will decide what kind of grace you receive from God.
当一个人轻看上帝给他这个初步的信仰的种子的时候
，When a one would look down this seed of the basic faith.That come from God,
他就没有办法由于信以至于信了。
Then there's no possibility for him to be able to from faith to faith.
这个宗教性、文化性的种子，你怎么样建议回应上帝普遍的启示
？So the seed of religion, the seed of culture, how do you use them to respond to God?
在这个种子里面，你知道神是存在。
So in this seed, you know that God exists.
不存在的神是不可能的。
It is not possible for God who does not exist.
神之所以是神而不存在是矛盾的。
That God is God and yet he doesn't exist. It's paradoxical.
无神论的传道人，你相信神，你证明给我看。我告诉你，证明有神是可以的。他证明没有神是不可能的。
The atheist say that you believe in God, prove it to me. But it's easy for you to prove that God exists. It's more difficult for you to
prove. 没有的东西，没有的东西怎么证明呢
？Because what does God exist?
证明没有神，没有这么证明的。
To prove that God does not exist, how do we prove?
逻辑上来说，那是很笨的一句话。
In logically, it is a very foolish statement.
你说既然没有，就不必证明吗
？So you say, since there's no God, I don't have to prove.
但是呢，神是生命的问题。
But God is a problem, a question of life.
否定生命有生命的总源头
So if you deny there's a source of life
那么你认为这就是真理
And you thought that this is true
你所需要的信心是比那些需要上帝相信上帝是存在的信心更大
So the faith you need is even greater for those who believe that God exists
所以当我们自然的基本的原造的那个原有的信心我们把它消灭掉的时候
So when you quench the natural, the creator, and that basic faith
你就没有办法由于信以至于信是进到第二个步骤
So there's no possibility for you to move from faith to faith the second state of it
这个基本的信对神普遍启示回应之后
And the response of this basic faith to the general revelation of God
我们就知道神是存在
We know that God exists then
这位存在的神不可能是死的
And this God who exists cannot be a dead God
这位存在的一定是活的
He must be a living God
这位存在的一定是有智慧的
He must be a God with wisdom
这位存在的一定是有能力的
The God with power
这位存在的一定是有德性的
The God with morality
所以他不但是真理是智慧是公义是良善的本体
So not only that he is the substance of that wisdom creation, but also morality.
这位是一定是跟人有关系。
And also he must have relationship with us.
所以这些整个基本的概念
So all these basic concepts
不但不是违背理性的
Not only that it would not go against rationality.
而且是合理性又启发理性
But rather it is rational and also inspiring rationality.
你说唐牧师这些最后这几句话你从哪里归纳出来
So Reverend John, where do you make conclusion from this few statements.
这都是起初神放在人里面的基本真理的信仰是没有办法动摇的。
And these are something which is basic truth that God has placed in our heart.
我们相信天地之间有公理。
We know that in the world there's justice.
我们相信万有之间有相连。
And also there's connection with all things in the world.
我们相信生命背后有计划。
That behind the life there's a plan.
我们相信整个历史的去向有目的。
And also there's a purpose for the history to move.
我们相信有限之外有公义无限的对付。
That in this finiteness, there's a judgment coming from the infinite righteousness.
这些都是我们心灵最深、最深一层的基本要求。
These are the most basic requirement coming from the heart.
那么这个基本要求怎么求证呢？
And this basic requirement, how can it be proven?
我知道有一位上帝。
I know that there's a God.
但我不知道他在哪里。
I don't know where he is.
我知道上帝是有智慧的。
I know that God is wise.
但是他的智慧怎么启发我呢？
But how does his wisdom inspire me?
我知道上帝的生命的源头。
I know that God's a source of life.
我的生命跟他怎么结连？
But how can my life be connected to him?
我知道上帝是活的。
I know that God is living.
但这活的上帝什么时候可以对我显现？
But this living God, when can he manifest himself to me?
我知道这位神是有恩典的。
I know that this God is the help.
我许多时候我看不到他的恩典。
But many times I cannot see him.
所以我的信心永远停留在种子里面，没有办法生根，没有办法长芽嘛。
So forever can my faith just remain as a seed form?
所以由于信，以至于信是很需要的。
So from faith to faith is necessary.
这样我这个信产生的知。
So from this faith produces knowledge,
是一个基本的知
and a basic knowledge.
所以我告诉你，不是知产生信，是信产生知。
So it is not the understanding that produces faith, but the faith that produces understanding.
这个第一次传讲关于方法论的时候，我们已经提过了。
The first time when we mentioned methodology, we mentioned about this.
你等我知道了，我才信。
Let me understand before I believe.
这句话是不对的。
This is wrong.
你从来不先知道为什么你爸爸是你的爸爸，你就叫他爸爸。
Because you never first understand that your father is a father, why say you call him Papa?
你从来不知道女人是谁，你就想跟她结婚了。
And you never know what who woman is, but you want to get married with her.
你从来不知道你从哪里来的，你知道你就在这里。
You never know that from where you come, but no, you know that you're here.
我们不是活在知识的果效中间。
So we are not living in the result of understanding.
我们是活在信念的中间去产生知识。
But rather in condition, in faith that it produces understanding.
神更是如此。
But so also is with God.
后续这样因为相信可以在宇宙中间找到许多科学性的结论，所以他们研究。
Scientists, because they first know, have faith that they can find a lot of understanding in science, and that's why they study science.
是信念、信心常常像指南针一样的，使我们看准方向，才建立我们的努力。
So this is a condition and feel like a compass that lead us, and that's why we see the result, and then we study hard.
因为没有信念为本的人生是不可能。
So a life without the foundation of conviction is not possible.
所以这个基本的信心。
So this basic faith.
对神已经产生出来了。
And it produces from God.
那我们做这个信念产生的知识也是初步的知识。
And also this kind of knowledge that produces from conviction also the basic knowledge.
我相信神是讲话的神。
And I truly believe that God is speaking God.
神是活的神。
God is the living God.
我相信神是会把他的心意对人类解明的神。
That his heart will truly expound to us so that as a humankind we can understand.
有时候有一些人发一些问题很幼稚。
And some people who ask questions with so childish.
他说有没有可能上帝讲了一些话现在不见了，那我们这本圣经不完全怎么办呢？
Is it possible that God has spoken something and is disappearing and then our Bible is not complete?
如果遇到这样问题你怎么回答？
If you were to be faced this question, how would you answer?
你说是啊，跟你一讲我也感觉到大概是如此。
So you enlighten me because probably that's so.
你不是用信仰的知识去回答不信的不知。
So you do not use the faith to answer those questions that come from the non-belief.
你是用不信的不知去接受更不信的更不知。
SoYou use a non-believing, no faith to understand, answer those questions.
很多基督徒从小好像很爱主，很热心过主的时候，到了十六七岁，信心都不见了。
A lot of these Christians, when they're still young, as if they believe in the gospel, but when they grow up, as if their faith is just lost.
因为他不用半信的半知去影响不信的不知，他的半信的半知给不信的不知弄得更不信更不知。
Because even though they understand less, they do not use this time understanding to answer those questions that come in for people who truly do not believe.
如果有人不喜欢这个讲座，
if people dislike this kind of seminar,
你可以把他不喜欢的话存在心里。
Then you can place that word in your heart.
等你年长年老的时候，
so when you get older,
你会感谢上帝，好在你年轻听过这些道理。
So that you can praise God that when you get older, fortunately you heard this word when you're young.
那个时候可能你遗憾的事情是你的孩子没有机会听这样的道理。
What probably you regret that your children never heard this word.
然后你感谢主曾经有过这样的道理。
Then you want to praise God that there's such an exposition in the past.
感谢主，还有徐牧师把它录下来给你的孩子可以听。
And also, we want to praise God that this Pastor Cole has recorded it for your children.
我们继续讲下去。
So, also,
so, 从起初的信。
From this initiative,
产生基本的知
，it brings a basic understanding。
基本的知呢，就产生了对更深一层的信的可能了。
And the basic understanding produces the possibility of a higher level faith。
我相信
，I believe。
我也知道
，I know。
上帝不但是活的，他一定是对人讲话。
Not only God is living, God is one who speaks to us。
这样信没违背理性吗
？Then isn't this kind of believing go against our rationality？
这样的信没有什么错吗？
And there's nothing wrong with it.
这是很合理的一个信仰。
This is a very rational faith.
我们就要问，那么上帝讲过的话在哪里？
Then you say that, where are the words spoken by God?
你说他不是，你也没有回答刚才那个问题了。
You say, Pastor Long, you never asked the question in the past.
会不会上帝讲了一些话，后来不知道在哪里，所以这本圣经不完全？
Could it be that God has spoken something, it is disappeared, and that's why the Bible is incomplete?
那个问题的毛病在哪里呢？
And where is the problem of that question?
那个问题的毛病在于神论不对。
And they're wrong in the concept of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他认为神从前做了一些事，后来他老了糊涂了，忘记了，他也找不回来。
And they thought that in the past God has done something, but as he get older, he has lost it and couldn't find it back.
让这个世界得到不完整的话，他也没有办法。
And so that the world receiving a Bible was not incomplete, and yet he has no way to fulfill
it. 那样一个神根本不是神。
But that kind of God is not God.
因为不可能有这样的事情。
Because this type of things will never happen.
保留话语的神同赐下话语的神是同一位神。
So the God who is hidden in word, the God who speaks the words is the same God.
那么你为什么我们没有真正找到呢？
Then why is that we cannot truly find it?
因为你没有真正找。
Because you never truly search for it.
圣经里印证另外一个可能性。
And that's why the Bible tries to confirm other things.
找到了就给你找到。
The one who seeks will be found.
叩门的就给你开门。
And the one who knocks on shall be opened for them.
祈求的就给你得着。
And the one who pray will be answered.
所以你有基本的信之后，
so after you have that basic faith,
你用那基本原有上帝照在你里面的信来到上帝面前。
And with that basic faith, you come before the Lord.
这样信就可以进到另外一个层次，更高的层次里面。
And this faith can enter into a higher level of faith.
你说怎么可以更详细的解释吗？
Now, can you explain more clearly?
这很简单
，very simply，
因为圣经说
，because the Bible says，
来到上帝面前的人
，he who come before the Lord
必须信有上帝
，he must first believe that God exists，
信他赐恩给寻求他的
，and also believe that he gives grace to those who seek after him。
你说主啊，我到你面前，我要信。
He said， Lord， I come to you under belief。
主说好，我把信给你。
And God said, "Okay, I'll give faith to you."
你到主面前来，你已经是信谁才到主面前，你明白吗
？The Bible says that when you come to God, you already believe first.
所以你来以前的基本的信是神已经给你的。
So before you come to God, that basic faith is given by God.
当你来求主把信给你的时候
，So when you come and ask God to give you faith,
你是以信心进到更高层次的信心。
So using that faith, you want to enter into higher level faith.
你明白我的意思了吗
？Do you understand now?
啊，这是很奥妙的一件事情。
So、this is something really profound.
当所罗门说我求求智慧的时候
，So when King Solomon said, "I ask for wisdom."
上帝说你不是求钱财吗
？And God said, "You never ask for wealth."
你不是求富贵吗
？You never ask for longevity.
你不是求权柄吗
？You never ask for power.
你不是求长命吗
？You never ask for longevity.
不，我要求智慧。
You say no, I ask for.
因为你求智慧
，because you ask for wisdom.
其他的我都给你。
I will give you all this other thing you never ask.
那我问你啊
，And ask
所罗门求智慧到底是不是智慧啊
？King Solomon, when he asked for wisdom, is that true wisdom?
他求对呀、啊，求错。
Has he asked for the right thing?
回答，求对了没有？哈，能够求很多，什么都不求，单求智慧。这个求智慧不智慧
？And one who can ask for a lot of things he never asks for wisdom is a wise man.
智慧不智慧？他以智慧去祷告，求上帝给他智慧。
So he used wisdom to pray to God so that God would ask, give him wisdom.
所以上帝给他智慧的时候
，So when God gave him wisdom,
就是给智慧。给那些求智慧的人，原来他求的时候是有智慧求的。
And to give wisdom for those who ask for wisdom, because initially he is wise, that's why he asked this question.
那么你说，如果这样，上帝不必给他，他本来就有智慧，不然他怎么会求智慧
？So then you see that actually he doesn't have to ask wisdom from God because he already had it.
那是基本的智慧
，that's a basic wisdom.
有加上恩赐更多的智慧
，and then will be given the grace with greater measure.
智慧发展到更高层次的智慧
，so a wisdom that developing the higher level form of wisdom.
信心也是如此。
Trust is with faith.
神给我们基本的信心。
God has given to us a basic faith.
神不要我们停止在那个阶段。
But God doesn't want to cease in that place.
他要我们进到第二层次、第三层次、第四层次、更高层次的信心。
He want us to enter into faith of a higher and higher and higher level.
像你说同样信耶稣，有信就上天堂就够了吗？
So you see the same faith that we have, your faith you go to heaven, that's enough.
你很可怜。
Oh, you're pitiful.
你的同样读书，幼稚园跟大学毕业不是都读书了吗？
But the same thing that you study whether in kindergarten or in the university, you
say, 哎呀，反正都读书了嘛。
Why you haven't studied?
那么你等到你真正跟人交谈的时候，你发现许多夫妻的毛病就是思想没有办法交流。
So when you have discourses with others, you find that there's a division between you and him. It is because of knowledge.
一个所想的是整个宇宙，这个所有的事物。
Or one will think about a cosmic event.
另外一个所想的是每天扫地厨房的事情。
And the other one think about the kitchen and sweeping the floor.
思想不能交流呢，到底哪一个痛苦呢？
So when you can have a true discourse in your mind, what's the problem?
很痛苦。
Why you feel so pitiful?
因为复杂思想的人天天跟他讲的，他莫名其妙。
Because the one with complex mind will explain to him and he cannot understand.
复杂的人也很痛苦。
And the one with complex
mind will
feel very difficult.
最亲爱的人不知道他在讲什么。
Because the one who love most can understand what he says.
你不能说都读书了吗？反正他也读过书，也读过书。他幼稚园，我大学，不差两个字罢了。
So you cannot say that everybody studying is kindergarten and university only different words.
所以这个信仰的层次
，So the levels of faith,
没有人可以。
No one can make a substitution for
没有人可以代替。
No one can make a substitution for you.
是你个别追求的。
You as an individual must seek for it.
一个平信徒一生一世追求。
A lay Christian will seek for his own life.
跟一个执事长老从来不追求。有一天你一定会超过他。
And compare to a deacon or elder who never seek for progress, you will surpass him.
同样做牧师。
You are just pastor the same.
有的人讲的话，几千年人还在思考，在思考。
Some has spoken, and thousands of years later, people still think about his speech.
有的人刚上台，人家就祷告，求主给他快快闭口。
And for some who just stood up to the pulpit, prayer, prayer, and quickly will go down.
为什么呢
？Why？
你的信仰的层次。
Because the level of faith
can 继续不断长进
，it can grow continually，
无穷无尽的长进
，and infinitely。
所以圣经告诉你，由以信，以至以信
，and that's what the Bible says from faith to faith。
不但是一个层次问题
，not only is a process，
而且是终身成长，直到最后信心这座完全终结一生合一的那一个。整个的步骤的问题
It's a lifelong process and finally you'll be coming together as one with God
我们有没有停止的时候呢
Is there a time when we
有
Yes
好像你开车开到一半太多车了急车你没有办法向前进一样
That's like when you're driving and there's a jam you cannot make progress
许多时候我们的事业拦住我们信仰的长进
And many times our own career will hinder our progress in our faith
许多的人生的困境拦住我们信仰的长进
And sometimes in the dilemma in our life will hinder our progress
许多时候撒旦的攻击拦住我们信仰的长进
And sometimes the attack of Satan will hinder our progress
许多时候这时候反对基督教的思想理论对我们挑战拦住我们信仰的长进
And sometimes challenges coming from philosophy or the disbelief will hinder our progress
所以我们有时候遇到拦阻
Sometimes we make hindrances
但是既然上帝允许我们要用我们要用主耶稣基督的恩惠创始成终带领我们整条信仰的道路
But since God has promised by the grace of God He'll bring to us the initiator and the finisher of faith
我们就不应当向困难低头
So we will not bow our head and yield to difficulty
我们应当继续不断力上加力恩上加恩信上加信直到建筑面永
远 continuous strength will be added upon strength faith upon faith until we see God
你信神是说话的
so you believe that God speaks
你信神是保留他的话到我们身上
and believe that God preserves his words and give it totally to us
你就用这个态度来看圣经
so it is with this kind of attitude to read the Bible
所以当你看圣经的时候
so when you study the Bible
你是以信心来看上帝的话
you are studying the Bible the word of God with faith
这以信信求知的方法和态度是对的。
So this method and attitude that from faith you want to seek for understanding is right.
你以信心来看圣经的时候
，using faith you want to study the Bible.
你看到圣经很多不明白的事情，怎么知道
？You see that many things in the Bible you cannot understand.
怎么办呢
？What to do now?
就表示你的信 在知的事上遇到困难的。
Which means that your faith upon the thing called understanding is a difficulty.
你就产生不明白的怀疑。
So you come a skepticism come from the sitting.
你已经糟糕了。我本来有信心的，现在看到变成不明白，怀疑怎么办呢
？You see that actually I have faith now. I don't understand. I'm skeptical now.
我十七岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我越读圣经越多怀疑。
The more that I study the Bible, the more doubts that I have.
每一章都有不明白的怀疑。
And every chapter I have the doubt coming from because I don't understand.
自己问自己有没有搞错啊
？So I ask myself, is something wrong with me?
我从前还不懂很多，什么都信。
In the past, I don't understand well things, but yet I believe.
越懂越多，越多不信。
But now, the more I know, the more I don't believe.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
是不是我的怀疑拦住了我呢
？Is it because my doubt hinder me?
不是的
，I say no.
现在我要很严肃的告诉你
，Now very seriously, I want to tell you.
怀疑是正常的
，To doubt is normal.
大家注意听啊。怀疑是正常的
，To doubt is normal.
表示你正在思想
，Which you are thinking.
怀疑。永远停在怀疑就不正常了。
But if you're doubtful and you stop only in a doubtfulness, that's abnormal.
那么你说我从怀疑变成产生不怀疑，怎么可能
？From being skeptical to come to a state where you're not skeptical, how is it possible?
你本来有信心。
Actually, your faith.
现在知道一些神启示的话，发生怀疑的时候。
But now you understand something about the word of God. You need skepticism.
因为信以至于信。
And now you need from faith to faith.
因为信以至于信，怎么办呢
？So when you move from faith to faith, how will you accomplish that?
更多真理的知去解决你的怀疑。
You need more understanding of the truth to solve your doubt.
那更多对真理的知从哪里来的
？And that more understanding of the truth, where would it come from?
第一
，the first，
从圣灵的光照。
It is an enlightenment coming from the Holy Spirit.
第二
，the second，
从圣经总原则的处理。
Coming from your how you deal with the principle of the Bible.
第三
，the third，
要从那些曾经经历过这些怀疑的人已经得胜以后对你的讲解。
And for those who are victors from all this doubt that we had before.
第四
，the fourth，
你自己查验神的旨意的时候，看见你的怀疑是错，神的话是真的。
That you study the mind of God, you find that you are skeptical and that's wrong, and God's truth is right.
那么这些是很重要的
，and this are very important.
所以一直你一生一世要诚诚实实在上帝面前分析。认识你的怀疑是哪一种性质的怀疑
So in your whole life, very honestly, you want to analyze for yourself what kind of doubtfulness you have before the Lord.
对这个原则，圣经讲什么话呢
？And to this kind of principle, what does the Bible say?
耶稣是上帝啊
，And Jesus said, Lord,
you are
Father.
你的话语
，Your word.
你的真理
，Your truth.
你的智慧
，Your wisdom.
向那些聪明通达的人就隐藏起来。
To those who are so-called wise, you'll be hidden.
对那婴孩你就解明出来
But to the baby it will be expounded
所以当你有基本的信心对神正确 回应的时候
When you have a true basic faith You are skeptical and too skeptical
虽然你产生了怀疑
Even though you are doubtful
但是你应当像婴孩一样的
But you must be like a baby
很谦虚
Very humble
很坦白的
And very open
赤露敞开的
And openly
在神面前跪下
That before the Lord you want to kneel down
主啊
，Lord，
我不过是你微小的受造物。
I'm only a very minute creature of yours。
我的理性算什么
？How can I say my this? What about my intellectuality？
被造的有限者，怎么可以在你面前夸口来这个轻看你的道
？Created finite being， how can he boast before you？
我应当降服在你面前。
I must yield myself to you。
当你像婴孩那样单纯的时候。
When you are like a baby, so simple,
神就会用他的真理来建立你的信仰。
God will use His truth to establish a faith.
所以虚心的人有福了。
So blessed are those who are humble.
谦卑的人有福了。
And also who are gentle.
你感觉到你的心灵里面贫穷而需要主的丰盛，这样的人有福了。
If you are poor in the spirit, you need the word of God. You are blessed.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who are thirst and for the riches of God, are blessed.
大大张口的人有福了。
And also those who open wide up mouth are blessed.
你主要使他满足
，because God will satisfy them.
这是一杯水
，this is a cup of water.
差一点就满了
，and is a nearly filled.
那么我怎么使它满呢
？How can I fill it?
你如果把它倒上去就满了。
If you want to pour another bowl,
你看我只要倒一点点，它就满了。
I fully poured a little bit.
马上满了。
It is filled.
但是有一些人不是如此。
Some people are not like that.
这么听的不满。
However, they want to.
为什么呢？
They feel why?
因为他把自己盖起来。
Because they want to close themselves.
就是放在瀑布下面，永远也不会满。
Even under the waterfall, it cannot be filled.
明白了吗？
Do you understand?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他没有神敞开他自己。
Because they don't have God to open, they cannot open themselves to God.
所以神多到了恩典也不满。
So however God pours them, they cannot be filled.
什么听到也没有信心。
And however they listen, they cannot faith.
什么查经也不明白。
And how kind of exposition that we have, they cannot believe.
圣经说什么？
The Bible says,
有一种人，
a kind of people,
终究宣道却不明白。
For the whole life they study the word, they cannot never understand.
就不能从有以信进到更深层的信。
So it is not possible for them to move from faith.
这是很危险的。
And this is dangerous.
这是神给你的警告。
This is what God has warned you.
当你把你的心关起来的时候，
when you close your heart,
里面原有的信心，
and the faith they had in it,
不但不能向上萌芽，向下发展。
Not only they cannot germinate and also be rooted,
它要慢慢枯干自死。
And slowly a wither it dies.
所以由于信以至于完全不信。
So from faith it comes to totally no faith.
你有了神基本的恩典，去对神有错误的回应。
Because you have basic grace from God, but you are wrongly responding to God.
你说感谢上帝给我听见这一段的话。
So you say I want to thank God that I listened to this.
我承认这个很重要。
I know this important.
所以我每次都是打开我的心。
So every time I can open my
heart. 有什么我就吸收像海绵一样的。
So like a sponge, I receive everything.
一靠近水就吸进去了。
And when there's water, I take it.
我到哪里就吸什么了。
And wherever I go, I take it.
所以结果的白水我也吸，黑水我也吸，
热水我也吸。White water, you take everything.
毒水我也吸。
You are also poison, you absorb it.
那以后你就毒死了。
And then you'll be poisoned to death.
你的心谦卑，倒空自己是好的。
Well, it is good for you to humble and empty yourself.
但另外问题来了。
My question comes,
你向谁倒空？
To whom you empty?
你向谁谦虚？
To whom you humble?
你向谁打开？
To whom you open yourself?
是一方面许可你怀疑。
So on the one hand, we allow you to be doubtful.
动机是为了要明白真理而可以怀疑。
The purpose is that for understanding the truth, you are doubtful.
你要打开你的心。
That you want to open your heart.
第二，
the second,
打开你的心是好的。
It's good to open your heart.
但是有个警告在里面。
But there's a warning.
你向谁打开你的心？
To whom you open your heart?
就是像神的道打开我的心。
He said to the word of God, I open my heart.
有一种基督徒到处听到。
A kind of Christian, they go everywhere to listen to teachers.
只要哪里有布道会、分行会、培灵会、查经会、一并道会，只要会他就会来。
Wherever there is meeting, they will come.
好不好啊？
Is that good?
好不好？
Is that good?
结果呢？
So finally,
越听越乱。
They're confused after listening.
越听越莫名其妙。
The more they listen, the more they're confused.
你说这更好吧？越听越莫名其妙，就越谦卑了。
So you say it's good because the more I'm confused, the more I'm humble.
所以结果发现这里讲的、那里讲的是冲突的。
So they find that what's being preached here and there, they're contradicting.
发现他听完了有里面一大堆矛盾。
And find that there are many contradictions in their mind.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
结果是精神分裂。
So they have schizophrenia.
他的思想支离破碎。
And even fragmented in their mind.
完全没办法建立起信仰的架构。
And there's no way to build their faith, the structure of faith.
那就不是由于信以至于信。
So that's not from faith to faith.
所以正统的信仰。
So the orthodox faith.
正统的解经。
The orthodox exposition.
正统的传统。
The orthodox tradition.
正统的这个神学架构。
The orthodox theological structure.
就建立起纯正信仰的这个知识的整个层次起来了。
We're having to build the different level of the true faith.
那怎么办呢？
Now what do you do now?
我又不知道什么叫做正统。
I did not know what is the true faith.
所以只要什么统我就来了。
And I did not know what is the orthodox, so I come for everything.
什么统你就来，你变成半统了。
So if you come for all kinds of the talk, then you're foolish.
什么统就来，你就变成一个大水桶了。
Then you become like a big, pail that receive anything.
你说怎么办呢？
Now what to do now?
所以我常对你说总原则，总原则，总原则。
So many times I tell you the principle, the principle.
我感谢主。
I want to thank God.
马来西亚有正统的神学院。
In Malaysia there is an orthodox seminary,
有一些正统的教会。
And also Orthodox Church.
有一些正统教会很冷淡。
But some of the Orthodox Churches are very cold.
有一些非正统教会很火热。
And some of the non-Orthodox Churches are very zealous.
既然是以信求知，以知达到更高的信。
So from faith you want to seek for understanding, from understanding you want to enter the higher level of faith.
你就不能够凭着感觉去评定哪一个是正统。
You cannot rely on your feeling to judge which is orthodox, which is not.
有一些基督徒说
，Some Christians will say,
我到正统的教会听了一直打瞌睡。
So when I go to orthodox church, I feel asleep.
冷冰冰的
，so cold.
去也没有人知道，没有去也没有人问我。
And nobody knows when I'm there. Nobody asks for me if I'm not there.
那个教会看我是可有可无，可来可不来。
And that church will feel that whether I come or not is the same.
我还去做什么呢
？Why should I go？
但另外一个教会呢
？But another church.
我一次不到就18个电话来了。
And once that I don't come, they will have 18
再到就十八个人跟我握手了。
And then when I go again, 80 people say,
我怎么可以忘记这样好的教会
？How can I forget such a good church？
请你注意
，Pay attention，
不是以感情决定性的
，Not use your emotion to fix what's the right thing，
真理决定性的
，But it's the truth that decides what's the right thing。
信道是从听到来的
，Because you believe coming from your listening。
很多中国大陆的知识分子
，Many of the intellectuals coming from mainland China，
当他们到美国去的时候
，When they go to the States，
语言不通。
They have a language barrier.
没有朋友。
They don't have friends.
跟外国人又交谈不来。
They cannot have converse with the Westerners.
习惯相远。
And also they are very far away from
the habits. 太太在中国。
And also their wife in China.
孤单寂寞到极点。
So they are so lonely.
所以很多基督徒呢就想来啊，礼拜天来我们这里聚会，聚会完了一同吃午餐啊。
So the Christian will invite them to come after the meeting. We have a lunch together.
他们在共产主义的社会从来没有人这样爱心的对待他们。
In the communist country, no one has treated them in such kind of love.
所以他们就来了。
So they come.
礼拜一到礼拜六寂寞的不得了。
So from Monday to Saturday, they still feel so lonely.
礼拜天到教会的时候。
So on Sunday when they come.
平安那个平安平平安安
Everybody will shake hands and say please
这个都笑脸那个笑脸 Hallelujah Emmanuel 什么都来
Everybody will smile and say Hallelujah
坐在那里听到
And then he's listening
圣诗很和平
Well this hymn give peace
共产党的歌喊打喊杀
And communism will say kill and kill
这些歌呢天天平安夜热热礼拜热
And also this kind of hymn will give peace
天地合一就在我心中
And also the harmony within heaven and earth is within my heart
个个笑脸
And everybody starts
感受温暖
，and I feel the warmth，
感受亲切
，I feel that there's intimacy，
感受这是家
，and feel that this is home，
是我心灵的家
，and a spiritual home，
是海外的家
，and a home away from home，
是家外的家
，and a home away from home，
这可能就是我这一生后半生的家
，and maybe my home for the second half of my life。
但是听到的时候
，but when they listen to the sermon，
没有逻辑。
No logic.
根据唯物论的看法，这个讲错，那个讲错。
According to materialism, this is wrong, that's wrong.
啊，为什么来呢
？Why he said they come?
人家一早就车来载我的。
Because people fetch me early in the morning.
听到我还可以吃饭。
And after the preaching, I get food to eat.
礼拜天呢，少烧一顿饭是多么方便啊
！You know, on Sunday to make a meal is not easy.
而且人家做得好好，免费吃，还用笑脸欢迎来，你来，我多么高兴
！It's a free meal, and people welcome me with warmness.
反正我这个时候做学生很穷嘛。
So I'm a student who's poor.
等到拿了博士
，after he has got a doctorate,
做事了
，and after he has a career,
年六万美金
，and 60,000 a year.
看。教会的菜来来去去那几道
，and also the meal of church is so simple.
姓陈的家族的一定锅里菜
，and also they make a simple meal.
姓林的一定是烧鸡
，and whether Mr. Lim or Mr. Lim
姓王的就是
叉烧 ，same dish every time.
那 后来就是烧麦。
And every same meal.
每一个月四种人来轮去，吃的讨厌。
And four would take turns.
所以他说我不去做礼拜。
So I'm not going to church now.
你打电话我说刚好有研究所没有办法去下个礼拜。
And so you call them and say, well, I have a project I can visit.
下个礼拜再打电话，对不起，对不起，因为有远方的人客来，我不能去。
And the next week call them again, I'm sorry because I have a friend who can come for a while.
现在就不讲城市话了。
Now they never say with honesty. Why?
慢慢淡了。
Because they're cold now. Why?
因为他的信心是建立在感情和感觉的上面。
Because their faith is built upon emotion and feelings.
我告诉你，今天有很多极端灵恩派的教会。
Today are a lot of extreme charismatic churches.
给你温暖、友情、和好、平安的感受。
Because there's a feeling of warmth and harmony and peace.
但是注意听下一句话。
来 pay attention.
你在里面做礼拜做十年二十年，你对真理的知识一直在那里团团团。
You can be Christian. You can be Christian there for 10 years, 20 years, yet your faith is so shallow.
你说不单灵恩派的教会堂牧师，很多正统教会也是这样。
You say pastors don't know any Christian teachers, even Orthodox is the same.
我不否认。
I don't deny that.
但至少
，but at least，
那正统的这个信仰的系统还在那边。影响你走在正路中间。
The system of the Orthodox Church is still influence you to walk in the right way.
你自己要更多研究圣经。
So you yourself must study the Bible hard.
你说我不敢，我越研究越乱。
So I dare not because the more I study, the more doubtful I am.
因为圣经太伟大了。
Because the Bible is so great.
太深奥了。
And so profound.
所以你要好好买一些解经的书，一面看圣经，一面相信那些都神引导在历史中间正统权威的著作来帮助你。
So you must study the Bible with the help of commentaries coming from great teachers.
你说我读书很辛苦，还是听你讲到比较舒服
？Well, it's difficult for me to read. I better listen to you.
你很你很自私，你知道吗
？You are very selfish.
当然你听很舒服的。
Of course, it's good.
But
wait for you to listen.
我每一次要把一节的圣经讲给你明白，我要花多少精神，多少心血。
But for me to expound even the verse to you very clearly, I spend a lot of time thinking.
有一些话是几十年才接近敢这样讲出来。
Even some statement I've thought through for many years.Before I can dare even to speak,
受是更能有福的。
Wow, the one who gives is more blessed than the one who receives.
所以你听了以后
，after you listen,
你自己好好研究
，and you study yourself.
你在为主做见证
，and then you take back money for the Lord.
信就化成行为，什么行为？使别人也可以信的行为。
So your faith is turned into action, so that people through you will believe.
由于信以至于信。
So from faith to faith,
从你个人来说。
For you as an individual,
一层的信进到更高一层的信，再进到更高一层，再进到更高，再进到更高一层的信。
From your faith, you want to enter into higher level, higher level, higher level faith.
从影响性来说
，from influence point of view,
因为一个人信就帮助别人也信。
Because a single person was to believe and influence others to believe,
帮助别人信
，and others will influence others to believe.
由于信以至于信
，so that's from faith to faith too.
就变成信仰的这个扩张的运动
，and so it becomes expansion and move.Of faith.
圣经说，施洗约翰
，and the Bible says John the Baptist
连一件神迹都没有行过。
He has never performed even a single miracle.
许多的人因为他就信了。
But because of him, many come to believe.
这什么意思
？What do you mean?
表示他的信变成使别人也可以信。
Which in his faith causes other to have faith.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
历史上有一个人叫做保罗
，because down in the history there's a person called Paul.
这2000年有千千万万的人变成可以信
，and because of him, in the 2000 years, many people then became Christians.
历史上有一个人叫做彼得
，because there's a person called Peter in the history.
他写了马可，写了彼得前后书。
He has written the book of Mark and also the first and second Peter.
结果是千千万万的人可以信
，so that many people now can believe.
历史上有一个人叫做约翰
，because there's a person in the history called John.
他写了约翰福音，写了约翰一书、二书、三书。
And he also written the Gospel of John as the first and second.
千千万万知识分子可以信。
So many intellectuals down the history can believe.
这是信仰，由于信以至于影响别人信的一个普世运动。
And that also universal movement is from faith to faith too.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
信如同野火一样的。
And faith like a fire.
星星之火可以燎原。
A small spark as it can burn the whole field.
信不应当停在我们的身上。
Faith shouldn't stay in us alone.
信应当成为一个鼓动别人从怀疑进到信仰的一种运动。
It must be a movement that causes others to believe.
当你把别人带到更有对神正确信仰的地步的时候
，So at a time when you bring others so that they come to a higher level to believe in God,
你的信就进到更高的一个层次。
So then also your faith will enter into a higher level of faith.
真像一个女人永远不会成熟，直到她做妈妈的那一天，她变成一个很成熟的女人。
Just that a girl will never be matured until one day she becomes a mother.
有许多的责任感不必再叫了，她自然知道。
Because many of the sense of responsibility you don't teach her and she will know instantly.
因为她成长的生命已经达到一个可以使别的生命也成长地步的时候，她的成长就进了更成熟的。
Because her growing life now causes other life to grow, and that's why her growing life now enters the higher stage of growth.
You will always grow when you have others to grow.
你一定会成长，如果你帮助别人成长的话。
使人成长的自己怎么不再成长？
If you help others to grow, you will ever grow.
不可能的。
It's not possible you won't grow.
我们生命的丰盛不是从得着而加播的。
Because our life doesn't come before we have it and that is added.
我们的生命的成长跟增加跟丰盛是因为使人这个供应的时候，你神就特别供应。
Our life grow because we provide for others' need and because we provide, God provide us.
Life can never be more abundant until it is given.
只有当我们生命给出去的时候才能够更丰富。
Love can never be perfect until it is shared.
只有当我们生命分享的时候才能够更丰富。
分享于人的时候就进到完全的地步。
Love when it's being shared, it enters into more perception.
生命供应别人的时候自己更成长更
进步。Also, life when you provide for others, then you grow into more abundance.
这也是信仰的原则。
And that also is the principle of faith.
所以将你的心增加在增加的时候。
So when your faith grows and grows and grows,
你就经历神的话。
Then you experience the word of God.
不但明白神的话。
Not only you understand the word of God.
当你记得对神的话相信后来明白的时候你的信心就增加。
So when you have faith, later on you understand, your faith also grows.
明白之后不够的。
So it's not enough to understand.
你把对神的话的明白在分享与人的时候。
But when you share this understanding with others.
教导与人的时候。
When you teach others.
传讲与人的时候。
When you preach others.
见证与人的时候。
When you testify to others.
自己更成长你的信仰。
Then you yourself grow again.
那么这些所讲的、所信的、所知的、所传的话。
And this thing that you preach, you believe, and also you share.
因为顺从圣灵，你就亲身去经历了。
Because you're obedient, you're obedient to the Holy Spirit, and you yourself experience that.
请你注意下面这些话。
Now pay attention to what I'm going to say.
什么叫做实际呢？
When you're in reality,
有的人说唐牧师你讲的话都不实际，讲了一大堆高深的理论。
Some people say that, Pastor, what you say is not practical.
我要听的不是这些。
What I want to hear is not this.
我要听的是怎样教导孩子。
I want to listen how to teach my children.
丈夫妻子怎么才不吵架。
And the wife and husband, how would they be in harmony?
做媳妇怎么样对付恶婆婆。
And also the daughter-in-law, how would they deal with the mother-in-law?
生意人做生意怎么才不说话。
And the business, how can they be
honest?那就是道我才需要。
That's what I need.
我所以不喜欢参加你觉得你讲的道都不实际。
I dislike your meeting because what you say is not practical.
有一些牧师专讲那些很实际很有用。
And some of the pastor will present practical things is useful.
唐牧师啊，你讲的都是用不着的那些没有用的东西。
Pastors don't worry as long as useless.
我告诉你啊，
I tell you,
你一生一世都听那个道。
So if you will listen to God things for your life,
你不一定会做更好的媳妇。
You may not be a good daughter-in-law.
但是我告诉你，
But I tell you,
当你把神的道的原则一步一步一步抓紧的时候，
If you were the catch of the principle of the Bible step by step,
自然而然那些总原则会帮助你在每一件事情上有智慧处理各样的事。
And that principle will help you to be wise in dealing with anything.
所以我不得不告诉你，最笨的就是教会领袖。
But I tell you, the most foolish are the church leaders.
把神的道隐藏的总原则骗而不敢谈。
They discuss the, and do not discuss the principle of the Bible.
天天应付实际的事情。
And everything, everything want to deal with practical.
你哪里通到这里哦？为什么
？You get the painful here.
给蚊子咬。
Why?
我为你祷告。
我
给你药。还有哪里这里？
Yeah.
碰到了。Yeah. 还有这里啊，
yeah.
这里哈、啊。我说不要这样，快快去替他做个蚊帐就好了。
No, give that mosquito net, he'll be okay.
或者用救杀虫剂把蚊子赶走。
Oh, this mosquito,
那些积水的东西把它翻过来。
Turn upside down,
不要留下肮脏的水。
And do not keep dirty water.
治本过于治标。
So you are dealing with the root of a problem.
我们为什么要这样解经呢
？Why is that we like stop by?
我们解了这么久。
And so such a long time.
每次我几千块才住这个地方。
And we spent thousands of.
还有唐牧师每次这样子谈，结果谈到现在才一章还没有谈完。
We haven't finished the first chapter.
为什么
？Why？
唐牧师有没有办法给我一两个礼拜就全明白全本圣经的
？Pastor Tom, is that possible for you to teach us one or two weeks and understand the whole Bible？
你去找那些速成班吧。
Well, go to the crash courses.
但我保证你。
But I want to assure you.
你在这样的查经里面。
But in this kind of meeting,
你查几个月
？A few months that you spend.
比你普通。随便讲到一年得到更多的东西。
You will receive even more from what you listen to perfect that principle in a very casual manner for you.
许多实际的问题
，many things of practicality，
不必再讲了。
We don't see that.
迎刃而解。
So you will solve by yourself.
迎刃而解。
Solve by yourself.
主动处理。
You solve by yourself.
你有神的道的智 种原则来看一切事物的时候，一条道理万条用。
Because the principle of the Bible can solve in every occasion.
我要你们明白这个重点。
I want you to understand this principle.
当你经历的时候呢
？So actually,
experience. 哦，原来是这样的。
所以说，哦，算是的。
神的道是这样经历的。
God's word is this way to experience.
凡是能经历的事情
，think that experience
都变成实际。
It become.
像上帝所讲的话，无论多深，没有一条是浪费的。
So no matter how profound the word of God is, no single principle will be wasted.
你常常听牧师祷告，主啊，给我们不但听到，而且能够行出来。
So you hear a pastor say that God allows us to listen but to do it.
你听过这个没有啊
？Have you heard that?
不是听过，你自己祷告都讲过了。
Oh, you yourself say that.
主啊，给我听也能够行出来。
God, let me listen and also be a doer of words.
那么有一些道理。能不能行出来
？But some of the word can they be done?
你们要彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
这个要行出来。
You must do it.
你要过圣洁的生活。
You must lead a holy life.
这个可以行出来。
You must do it.
耶稣是神又是人，怎么行出来
？And Jesus is God and man. How can you do it?
又是神又是你不能。
You cannot do it. That Jesus is both God and man.
还有一些道呢。
Some of the words.
上帝是三位一体的圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God is triune God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那你怎么行出来
？How to do it?
所以你说这个理论你不能行出来的。
So this theory cannot be practiced.
我告诉你，都可以行出来的。
It can be, yes.
我说你有听过这样的道理
？I never heard that.
耶稣是神是人，怎么行出来
？That Christ Jesus is both God and man. How do you practice?
你行出来的时候
，When you do it,
你就以对基督的神性的敬拜，同对基督人性的榜样的顺服去行出来。
So, you worship Christ Jesus in his deity and also you practice what is done as an example as a man.
人从你身上对基督的敬畏看见神性在你身上行出他的效用出来。
Those people will see how you worship God, Jesus the Son, as a God, then people will honor him also.
The fear of the Lord Jesus makes people know his deity through your deeds.
那么借着你敬那敬畏神的
对基督的敬畏，
对基督的这个敬畏呢，人家就能够看出，并且能够行出来，
看见你行出基督有神性的这个彰显。
So they will see that and do that.
You manifest your Lord is God. 当你效法基督的仁慈、谦虚、爱心、圣洁的时候，行的时候，你效法他，人从你的生活中间看出你相信基督是伟大的完人的信仰。
So when you imitate and do the holiness and all the virtue of Christ Jesus, people know that Christ Jesus also is a man that's fully having the attitude.
三位一体的道理怎么行出来
？So the triune God has to practice that kind of theory.
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣父，圣灵爱圣子，圣子爱圣父。这三位之间彼此相爱，就变成我们社交生活、我们肢体生活、我们兄弟之间真正以诚实相爱的那个榜样。
So the love within the triune God becomes the example for us to love in society, in our home, and also in the church.
怎么不能行出来
？So it can be practiced.
所以你把这些真理把它实践出来的时候
，So when all this has been practiced,
你的信心就因为你的实践的经历就增加起来。
And your faith because of our practice being included,
你进到更高的层次。
And so you enter the higher level of faith.
更高的层次
，higher level of faith.
多经历圣经原则性的话语
，so the more you experience the theoretical principle of the word，
你的信心再更深一层的
，and even your faith is grow into higher level。
当你的信心更深一层的时候，你的知识就更高一层的。
So when your faith comes to a higher level, also your understanding go into a higher level of it。
更高一层的知识去看圣经的时候，你的信仰再更高一层。
So using that higher level understanding, you study the Bible, your faith now go into a higher level。
所以说你奇怪，为什么我读经读不出什么，唐牧师读出这么多东西来
？You say once I study the Bible, I never understand this。
你明白了吗？像树一样的
，like a tree。
每一年
，every year，
长一轮
，there's a ring。
再一年
，every year，
再长一轮
，another ring。
几棵树
？How many trees？
还是一棵
？One。
几轮
？My how many rings？
每年多一轮。
Every year
所以你把树砍下来，你算你就知道它到底活了几年了。
So if you cut a tree, you count the year rings, you know how old it is.
照样
，the same thing.
当圣灵 scan 你的时候
，when Holy scan you，
他就知道你里面的信有多少层次。
He will know that how what kind of level you are in faith.
由于信，以至于信，以至于信，以至于信，由于信，以至于信，一直信。
From faith to faith to faith to faith.
最后呢
，and finally，
当你见主面的时候。
When you see the Lord,
你的信心成全
，Your faith is perfect.
你的主啊
，You say Lord,
你是信心创始 成宗的耶稣基督。
You are the creator and the professor of faith.
是你把原本的、自然的、原先创造的信心的种子放在我里面。
Because you place that basic, original, creator faith in me.
也是你用你真理、圣灵的引导，在我经历中间给我的光照，把我的信仰带到最完美的地步。
And also use faith and Holy Spirit so you bring me to the perfection of faith.
由以信，以至以信。
So it's from faith to faith.
Amen.
Amen.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
今天晚上。
Tonight.
要主啊。
You say, Lord.
求你帮助我。
Help me.
不但明白
了。No, I understand.
我可以经历这些的恩。
I can experience God's grace.
在你恩典里面可以长大成人。
That in your grace, I can grow and mature.
长成基督的身量。
And also have the stature of Christ Jesus.
长到我生命中间可能达到的最完美的地步。
And grow into the greatest possibility of my life.
我愿意由以信，以至以信，直到见你的面。
I'm going to move from faith to faith until I see you.
我们低头祷告。